Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is Tira Warner, and we have a special teleseminar today about Novodermy. We have Dr. Taloran on the phone with us. He's in Greece right now and on the way to Israel in just a couple hours, so we've managed to catch him in between consultations to tell us a little bit more about the 10-day anti-aging facial rejuvenation procedure called Novodermy. So, Dr. T, thanks for being with us on the call.
Thank you for inviting me.
The first thing I'd like to do is just ask maybe, I know that there's quite a bit of information on the website about this, but one of the first things I want to do is ask you, because in this natural health food movement, some people are a little bit surprised to hear about something like Novodermy. Can you talk to us a little bit about this and why you would be recommending this procedure to other people?
Yes, thank you for the question. A lot of people are justified in raising an eyebrow or even both eyebrows when they hear that, because they expect that everything can be solved holistically and that people should never need any type of external procedure, especially for something as superficial as making your skin appear younger. God forbid, right? Nobody wants that. But the thing is, everybody in today's society is continuously pressured by the social environment we live in to try and perform better, look younger, look healthier. Looks are so important in our society because of advertising, because of Barbie dolls, because of the corporate attitudes. So people are very, very aware nowadays of what they look like, and they spend a lot more time in front of the mirror than they ever did in the past. And many of them, over many years of their lives, not knowing what to eat, before they have heard the teleseminars, The Truth About Your Food, they did not know how to take care of themselves. And as a result, over the years, they became polluted, toxic. The digestive tract stopped functioning, the immune system stopped functioning, they became inflamed all over. They developed sun damage, wrinkles, draping skin, pores, grooves, lines, etc. And as a result, they end up looking in the mirror and feeling lack of self-esteem. They feel insecure. They feel bad, even if otherwise they are healthy, because they are worried about the social standards. And that form of stress that they endure is by itself a source of chronic illness. It causes them to be in a continuous stressful state, feeling negative when they should be feeling positive instead. And that is one thing that changing your diet after the fact, after you have damaged your skin, is not enough to entirely reverse the aging process. We'll talk about that later when we discuss what does it mean to age your skin or how does your skin get degenerated. But because it happens to so many of us, by the time we reach age 40 or 45, we think, oh, if we only knew, if we only knew how to treat our body right, both in terms of food, stress, environment, pollution, sun exposure, if you knew all that, we would have treated our body differently. And then we wouldn't be here where we are looking at our aging skin and feeling bad about it. And many people are making an effort. They're changing their diet for the better. They stop eating dairy products. They reduce substantially the intake of foods from animal sources. They increase their greens and their fruit and their vegetables. They take supplements. They exercise moderately, but in a nice way. They try to breathe clean air. They purify their air. They purify their water. They even put electromagnetic neutralizers in their outlets. They do everything they can, but their skin still looks old. Nothing can be done once it has reached that phase, and you see it in nature with other animals too. Once there are folds and folds and folds, as in an elephant, you do not have any opportunity to undo it because it is totally compatible with health. You can be healthy and have aged skin. But it's not fair to those people. They've made all those efforts, yet they still look like they have not made the effort, and they need a prize. They need to demonstrate to the rest of the world around them that they have made some meaningful changes in their lives, and they can prove it by showing off their own skin if they engage in a meaningful technique to make their skin look younger. But there are some medical reasons for that too. When you do novodermy, this facial rejuvenation technique, you eliminate all the sun marks, all the sun spots, all the solar keratosis, which are lesions of the skin that are predisposing us to skin cancer. They're very, very common in today's society. Almost everybody, by the time they reach 60 or 65, already have solar keratosis on their skin, especially on their face. And doing novodermy eliminates all of those, eliminating all those blotches and what we call liver spots, eliminating all kind of enlarged pores, but also dots and freckles. And that reduces the overall exposure or risk to different types of skin cancer. So that is a medical reason to do that beyond the one that has to do with looks. For me, when I recommend people to do this procedure, it's A, to avoid having to perform numerous procedures all over their face to eliminate those sunspots that can lead to solar keratosis. A. B is to show them that if they change their lifestyle, I will give them an opportunity to change their health around as well. And when they do the novodermy, they can listen to the teleseminars. We give them other information to be exposed to so that they can make good changes in their life and become healthier and younger from the inside out, not just from the outside. So we're using this aspect of people's consciousness, being self-conscious about their looks to improve their internal health, not just the external health. And the last reason I recommend that is to help people avoid what they would normally do anyway. Most people will not tell us how they treat their skin, even if they are all natural, supposedly. They will eat 100% organic, vegan, raw food. They will eat only wholesome meals. But they will still go and suddenly do a plastic surgery or inflate their lips or have Botox or have laser. They do all those things because they are so self-conscious about their looks, like we said earlier. If they knew that there is a technique that allows them to benefit far more without the negative impact and long-lasting damage and scarring and reduced circulation and accelerated aging of the skin that occur as a result of plastic surgery, they would opt to do this procedure instead and avoid the surgery and avoid the risk of infection and avoid all those horrible anesthetics that are put into the body and avoid the horrible outcome, which often is we have to do the same surgery again every few years because it does not last very long. Because how could it, when you're ending up without circulation, sufficiently nourishing the skin at the point where the skin has been stretched away from its original location, which is what happens with surgery. So when we can help people avoid the trauma of surgery, the poisoning of Botox, the repetitious procedures that they have with continuous chemical pills, one after another, having to continuously go every few months to do the procedures, you can avoid all that with one-time process. Then why wouldn't I want to help them? Because they're going to do something regardless. So let us help them do something that is much better for them, something that is permanent, something that will prevent the medical industrial complex from benefiting at their expense, something that is reasonably affordable, and something that will at the same time give them the education that will help them become beautiful from the inside out and hopefully even become sustainable in their lifestyle. I hope this answers that question.
Yeah, it does. Thank you. I wanted to, there were a couple of things I know that I've been speaking with you about this, and one of the things you mentioned, and I have been getting questions coming in while you're speaking, so I'll get to those in a second, but one of the things you mentioned is how after the Novodermy procedure, circulation is actually significantly improved. So could you address that a little bit, because I think that was a really interesting point that you brought up.
Right. The Novodermy procedure involves stimulating the underlying structures of the skin to rebuild to the point where they used to be many, many years ago. That includes increasing the circulatory supply to the skin. So the entire bed of capillaries and arterioles and blood supplying, nourishment supplying, and oxygen supplying elements will increase 300%. At the end of Novodermy, you have the young skin that you used to have with all of its original circulation. One reason for the aging of the skin is the loss of our circulatory supply, as the blood vessels, especially the capillaries, shrink and end up losing their capacity, and the skin becomes dry as a result and shrivels up as a result. And that is a part of the aging and degeneration of the skin. When you have all the circulation back to what it used to be, then your own circulation supports the results of the Novodermy, and you end up permanently benefiting. So that if you look 15 years younger, if your skin is 15 years younger, it will always remain 15 years younger than what you are chronologically, because the benefit lasts as long as the circulation lasts. And it's not just circulation that we expand, it's other things too, but we'll talk about those later. By the way, when you are, by the way, when you do the surgery, you pull the skin away from its supply of circulation and you end up with less than 50% of the circulation you used to have. And that is why when you do Novodermy, even after somebody did a surgery, Novodermy will still improve the circulation, but not by 300%, only by 50 to 100%. So even after surgery, you will benefit, but it will reduce the overall benefit in the long run. It won't be as good because there was already some stretching of the skin away from its original source of circulation. Sorry about that.
No, that's good. Thank you for that. I'm going to, because I don't want to be too redundant, given that a lot of the information is on the site and people can look at some of the information there. But one of the questions is, I'm just going to look at that here, is a concern about the bovine cells. And I know you talked about Botox and some of the toxicity associated with that. Can you talk to us about why the placental cells are used, like these stem cells are used, and if there's any risk or toxicity that people should be concerned about?
Okay, thank you. It's a good question. The stem cells used are not inserted into the body. They're not inserted even into the circulation. They're used only for a few minutes. In fact, only for less than a minute. They are gently smeared over the exposed skin immediately after the first phase of Novodermy, meaning at the end of the exfoliation phase, there is one moment in time where we can actually reach the structure of the skin that is susceptible to stem cell stimulation with their own growth hormones that are occurring in placenta. And those are not, they are not polluted, they are tested for purity and for potency, and they are not entering your body. They're just staying on the skin, and they give their hormonal input to increase the deposition of collagen and elastin and the growth of blood vessels. So basically you're getting growth factors, like growth hormones, only on the top of the skin, but not inside your body. So there is no toxic effect. The amount is minuscule. It's only about 1 cubic centimeter, 1 milliliter. It's a very small amount that it takes to put all over the face, and that's it. The vast majority of the Novodurex procedure is actually dependent not on the stem cells, but on all the rest of the phases of the procedure. So if a person chooses to have the procedure without the stem cells, they can still do it and benefit from 95% of the procedure's effects. The last 5% are provided by the stem cells. But like I said, it does not enter the body. It is staying on the outside of the surface of the skin when the skin has just been peeled. So it does get under the dead cells that are sloughed off. So it can do some good, but it does not get into the circulation. There is no injection. Botox, on the other hand, is the botulinum toxin that is injected underneath the skin into the muscles to paralyze them. That's a very potent toxin that comes from a specific toxic bacterium that can cause lockjaw, that causes muscle paralysis, and that's where it's used to prevent the muscles from contracting so there are no wrinkles of the skin. It only lasts for a short time because gradually the immune system and the liver detoxify this toxin, which puts more toxic burden on your system, and then you do it again and again and again. So I don't recommend that approach.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You mentioned the solar keratosis, and what I'll do is make sure that there's a link available to that article, because I know you've written an article about this, and there's more information. One of the questions that came in was asking if the procedure would remove precancerous lesions on the face, too. Now, when you're talking about solar keratosis, is that what you're referring to?
Yes, that is exactly what I was referring to. I have a technique by which I remove people's moles and skin lesions without surgery and without scars. It looks really, really good. And I could use that to remove solar keratosis as well, or the lesions that are precursors to solar keratosis. But with my material, I would have to cover a large amount of some people's faces because many people have numerous sunspots all over their forehead and cheeks and ears and nose, and I don't want to cover their entire face with this very potent material that I use to remove mold. Novoderm is much gentler, and it's a way to cover the entire face all the way down to the chest, to the bra line, or to the nightgown line, so that the whole area is removed in terms of sunspots. And the sunspots are what becomes gradually solar keratosis after years and years, and the solar keratosis is what becomes skin cancer after many years. All medical authorities say that solar keratosis should be removed, but they usually don't remove them until they advance enough to be of concern because they don't want to leave significant scars on people's faces. Well, guess what? If you wait long enough and it becomes cancer or even precancer, and it gets removed surgically, it's going to leave scars on people's faces. So with my technique, it's much easier, but with Novodermy, because it covers the entire face, not just small lesions here and there, you get a much more global and even skin appearance, and all of those sunspots that are leading to solar keratosis, which can lead to squamous cell carcinoma or skin cancer, all of those can be removed evenly, homogeneously, and smoothly to make the skin young again as if you've never been in the sun, and then you can start over, being a little smarter about your behavior in the great outdoors as well as your behavior at home, at your own home in your kitchen.
One of the questions, I know you talked about that the treatment goes to the bra line or to, you said, the nightgown line. So one of the questions is related to markings and if there would be a line of demarcation where the procedure has stopped.
Actually, because the procedure starts from the hairline above the forehead, covering the entire face, and then goes down to the neck and gradually down to the chest, it is done in a way to form a gradual demarcation. So at the end, when it all heals and it's all said and done, there are no transition lines whatsoever. People are very happy. If there would be any transition line, it would be at the bra line itself, but that's usually where people have a line anyway from not being in the sun. But it's not visible, and I've seen people who have done the procedure. That never seemed to have been a problem because Dr. Vargas, who performs the procedure, is doing it very methodically and meticulously. He's doing it like an artist, not like a surgeon.
Okay. I'd like to ask you, just because some of the comments that I received showed concern about it, why, and you, I know you address this on the website, but just in case people have missed it, why Mexico?
The only reason it's done across the border from San Diego in Mexico is that Dr. Vargas, the world's expert on this procedure, who's been doing it for 35 years, is licensed to perform medical procedures in Mexico. He has a cancer clinic. He does a lot of work in Mexico. He's very well respected by many of the cancer clinics there. But what he loves doing is Novodermy, because it makes people happy. Much easier to enjoy than working with terminal cancer patients. And he has been doing this for so many years, getting such great results, that he wants to continue doing that. He loves doing it. But he also has trained other doctors to do this in other locations. There are doctors in, there's a doctor in Israel who's doing a similar procedure that she learned through Dr. Vargas. There may be another doctor, I believe, in Brazil who has learned it. American doctors generally don't like to do things that require a long learning curve. It takes some time to learn to do Novodermy. Once you have become a skin surgeon, you can make much more money just cutting people and doing short-term procedure in 2 or 3 hours. You can make the same amount of money as you would with Novodermy, which takes 10 entire days. So there's a lot more time, a lot more artwork, a lot more manual dexterity and manual application that takes place in Novodermy, and it simply does not pay for American doctors with a high overhead of medical procedures and nursing staff, etc. American doctors are simply not interested in something that takes a long time to follow through and to do all this work. They prefer to make money very quickly and see the patient again within a few years to do a repeat procedure. Whereas with Novodermy, you do it only once, you spend a lot of time, you don't get paid nearly as much, and you never have to see the patient again because the procedure is permanent. So that is why it has to be done in a country like Mexico, where the costs are lower, so there can be something left for the doctor. That's the main reason. There are doctors in the United States who might be interested, and I've talked to some who were interested, but they know that as soon as they take over the procedure, they will do whatever they want with it because it will no longer be a proprietary procedure. And the materials used are proprietary. And once they use it, they will be able to do whatever they want. They will be able to cut corners, shorten the process, reduce the quality of it, and it will affect the actual reputation of Novodermy. As long as we have only Dr. Vargas doing it with his 35 years experience at the place where he always has done it, with the same support staff, the same nursing staff, the same medical facility, we know that everything is controlled and we are going to maintain the same quality, and we don't have to charge people $20,000 or $15,000 to support the greed and the high cost of the medical industrial complex in the United States itself.
But then if something happened to Dr. Vargas, does that mean he's the only one who can do it?
At this moment, unfortunately, he is the only one who can do it, and he is the only one who has been doing it for so many years. There are other doctors who do part of what he does, but they don't get as good a result because of that. And he still has at least 10 years to do work before he retires. So if we can provide people with Novodermia for 10 years, and before he retires, if we find a doctor who wants to learn it, we might even teach another Mexican doctor how to do this so we can continue with Novodermy after Dr. Vargas retires. But right now, I don't see him retiring in less than 10 years. So we would worry about it only at that point. In the meantime, mm-hmm. we can enjoy Dr. Vargas and all of his experience and knowledge and his artwork.
Okay. There's a question about being able to do partial areas. And one of the concerns is that a person has a chin scar and some lines but doesn't want to become fake-looking. So she makes a comment that some of the pictures look fake. Could you maybe address the pictures on the website and why they might have that appearance?
Well, I haven't seen any of them.
Sorry, I'm just going to clarify so that it's clear. And I think with respect to the fact that they sort of have a plasticky-looking feeling because I think they're taken immediately after the surgery.
Yes, yes. A few of the people have had their pictures taken immediately at the end of the 10th day. And for 24 hours, right after the procedure, there is a special oil that is put over the new face to protect it from the elements because it's a brand-new skin. And the people who had their pictures taken with that layer of oil over the skin seem kind of shiny. That is not fake. It's just the oil. As soon as the 24 hours are over, they no longer have to use that oil, and the face looks totally normal again. Mm-hmm. So that is the reason it looked a little bit shiny like that in a few of the pictures. But all of those pictures are exactly the way they are. They have been scanned entirely from the original photos. We even have pictures, I don't know if they're on the website, picture of the actual photos that were used back in the 80s. That's the only way we could put pictures on the site without making anybody upset or anybody mad, is by taking pictures from 25 to 30 years ago so that people by now are old enough and it's long enough from them that they wouldn't be upset that their pictures are on the site. Obviously, people who just did Novodermy in the last 5 years would not be too happy to show their faces before and after because they want people to be surprised by the beauty and youthfulness of their skin, except for maybe one person who is volunteering and willing to do that. And we do have her picture, not before and after, but her picture while she's talking to Dr. Vargas in her pre-Novodermy consultation. So all of those pictures are completely untouched. They're completely real. And if people want to do only a part of their face, it is possible to do. But the overall effect of Novodermy will increase if you do the whole face because of the lifting effect. A part of Novodermy is compacting and tightening the entire facial skin so that the skin stops having that draping effect, doesn't look like a curtain anymore. If it doesn't look like a curtain anymore, then we have this plumpness that babies have, this plumpness that is strong enough to lift the muscles up and give it a lift as if you had a surgery but without it. You are fighting gravity again because your skin is tight. This will be harder to achieve if only you do a small part of the face because the tightening effect depends on the whole face being done at the same time. If you only do one part, that part will tighten, but the other parts will still be saggy. I hope that this is clear, that if you go from the hairline of the entire hairline around the face, and the whole mask is formed, so it is not part of your face, it is not a part of the mask, then the whole mask can tighten against the skin that's underneath it, and you get the full Novodermy effect. And that is why I recommend to do the whole face if you are going to do Novodermy at all. You get the full benefit.
Okay. There's a question here, and I'm not sure if you understand. There's a word that I'm not familiar with. It says, is this procedure only for fit 3 and below skin types? I don't know what that means, but maybe you do.
Below skin types?
No, I'm going to copy it so you can see. FITZ 3.
You'll have to type it. I'm not sure from what you're saying.
Maybe
and
what
I,
you could
and
do.
And I heard about skin tags also. There were skin tags mentioned.
The skin types. Maybe what you could do is just address the different kinds of skin types that can can't use this procedure.
Okay, this procedure can be used by anybody with fair skin. Okay, now I see what you mean. Yeah, it can only be for people with fair skin, although people with mildly dark skin can still do it. People who, the best example is to look at the people from Mexico. There are two types of racial Mexicans. One that is the light Hispanic, and one that is the very dark Hispanic. The dark Hispanic are considered having olive skin. They cannot do the Novodermy. But people who have light Hispanic type, they're slightly dark, like people who have Japanese or Filipino skin type, they can still benefit from Novodermy. And then anybody lighter than that can obviously benefit. But people who have olive skin and darker, people who have, black skin cannot take advantage of Novodermy, unfortunately. They have to do other things to improve their looks. Although they are fortunate that their skin types, as long as they don't abuse themselves nutritionally, their skin types would last a lot longer and tolerate the sun and the elements a lot longer, so they are less needy or less in need of Novodermy to get to maintain a fairly youthful skin.
There's a question asking if this is FDA approved in the U.S.
It's a medical procedure. Medical procedures don't need FDA approval. They are simply medical procedures. Doctors who are licensed in the United States can pretty much do whatever they want under their medical license. FDA approval is just for equipment and especially for drugs and things people put in their mouth. That is not applicable to procedures. There is no such thing as an FDA approval for plastic surgery, for instance. They just do it because it's tradition. They learn it from somebody who taught them how to do it, and they still do it the same way. It has nothing to do with approval. It simply has to do with standard of care. That's all there is to it.
Okay. Is there any possibility of it becoming available in the U.S., or is there any intention to make that happen?
There is a possibility, and there is a potential intent. I know for a fact that doctors can do it in the United States if they know how to do it. But in order for them to learn how to do it, and I spoke with a few skin doctors who already have malpractice for this type of work, who showed interest. But as soon as they heard about it, they wanted to abbreviate the procedure, do it faster, do it their way, and cut corners so that they can do it faster. And the price would have been much, much higher because the facilities necessary would be twice as expensive, if not three times as expensive. So in order to do it in the United States, you need to have a doctor who would be willing to see at least 25 procedures being done before they are qualified to do Novodermy. then they need to have the appropriate malpractice in the United States, not for the procedure, but for the anesthetics or the sedators, the sedatives that need to be used during the initial peel aspect. The exfoliation phase requires a little bit of sedation, just enough so that you don't feel pain from the exfoliation material. And the doctors who are willing to do that are very rare. Most of them already have their procedures, and they're accustomed to doing things their own way, and they are doing very well financially. They don't want to start spending a lot of time going down to see Dr. Vargas and learn how to do 25 procedures from him before they can do it themselves. And they're not too happy that the proprietary materials will still be available only through Dr. Vargas. But it is definitely a possibility. I already made some contacts in this regard and decided that in the meantime, until we figure out who is going to be interested in doing it and having the learning curve to master the procedure over a period of 6 months or a period of 1 year, they have to see enough procedures, they have to take a lot of time off their busy schedule, and then they have to do it exactly by the book. They have to be certified to do it exactly by the book, or else we will not certify them to do Novodermy. And only at that point, it would be available in the United States. But I'm not holding my breath right away. It might take a year or 2 years, maybe even 3 years. In the meantime, it is much more affordable, and it is done by the one person who would have to teach all those doctors how to do this process, and they will only have 25 procedures on their belt at that time, where Dr. Vargas has done many, many hundreds of procedures throughout his last 35 years. So I would still trust his capability much better than I would trust anybody else's capability. So at this point, I would recommend to fly to San Diego, and the medical complex is completely modernized. There are lots of American patients who go there to do numerous types of plastic surgery and other procedures and dentistry. Very high level. The 5-star hotel accommodation is top-notch. Nobody has ever complained about the facilities. I would not recommend to wait that long, because right now it's a certain thing if you can get it done. And in 3 years, maybe it will not be. It depends on who has been taught how to do it, how well they know their job, and whether or not Dr. Vargas will still be interested in teaching it at that point. Right now he's willing to teach it. And the fact is some doctors have learned from him how to do it. But none of them were Americans to date, because Americans simply chose the easy way to continue doing things the way they have been taught, and shying away from the labor-intensive procedures like Novodermy.
Hmm. At the beginning of the call, you had said that you wanted to discuss a little bit skin rejuvenation. Was there something that you wanted to address about that?
Well, I wanted to discuss the skin aging first.
Okay.
What happens to the skin when it ages, and why does it age? And that is exactly why Novodermy is so successful and so promising, because it really addresses the underlying problems that led to the aging of the skin in the first place. So we are addressing the causes, not just the symptoms temporarily, like other procedures do. And that is why Novodermy is permanent. It addresses the actual mechanism of aging of the skin. Now, I won't get into all the different mechanisms. I believe that some of them are mentioned by Dr. Vargas himself on the website. There is a digital voice recording of Dr. Vargas explaining to Novodermy candidates about the procedure just before they had it, on the day before they started the process. So he goes into that, but I'll mention some of those aging factors. One of them obviously has to do with the circulation. As we said earlier, the blood vessels over the years get damaged. They get more and more damaged because of free radicals that are affecting the capillary walls, because of AGEs, advanced glycosylated end products that accumulate in the blood vessels, and those come mostly from cooked foods, especially broiled, baked, and barbecued, and burnt foods containing proteins and carbohydrates together, like meats and breads and other foods that have changed their color from whitish to yellow and brownish and develop a crust on top, like meat does and most breads and cakes, etc. So these are AGEs that are damaging the capillaries and are making people less and less potent in their circulation. So the skin ends up with increasingly reduced blood supply, which means the skin will not get nourishment, not get enough water, not get enough antioxidants, and gradually dies, dries up, shrinks, becomes less and less pliable, less and less flexible, and ages. So the nutrition is very important in supporting the aging process. And most people, for many years, have been eating a horrible standard American diet, combining it with excessive sun exposure, which together form even more free radicals, and that causes gradual aging of the skin cells that are alive, that are supposed to support the dead cell layer that is protecting our skin from the elements. In addition, the pollution of our environment has increased so many times in the last 50 years. The reliance on pesticides, insecticides, fungicides, herbicides, and other chemicals from different industrial facilities cause us to be exposed from the outside as well as from the inside to all those toxins that accelerate the aging of our skin and damaging our blood vessels. In addition to that, people are eating foods that are so high in their glycemic load, not just the glycemic index, but the glycemic load, which I explain at length in my teleseminar about sugars. If you listen to thetruthaboutyourfood.com, you'll understand more about the glycemic load versus the glycemic index. Many foods that people eat today are very rich in sugars that are increasing the glycemic load because of their overall percentage out of the total food that is being eaten. Even so-called healthy-for-you sweeteners are not healthy in this regard. They have high glycemic load, even if they have low glycemic index. And I would not trust any of them, even if they have newcomers that are replacing the old one that have been finally exposed for all the lies that were told by the same people who are now selling substitutes to these so-called healthy sweeteners. People are always looking for another sweetener to support their lifestyle, eliminating the old sweetener that they are told is not good for them. And as a result, somebody makes money every time selling the new sweetener on the block, making claims about it, selling it, and then 5 years later when it's exposed, then they have a new kind of syrup, a new kind of sweetener, so that you can still feel good about sweetening all your foods with processed sweeteners instead of using natural fruits, natural dates, etc. Or reducing the sweetening of your food, whichever you choose. But using concentrated sweeteners, as well as, of course, sugars and refined flours and cooked potatoes and cooked starchy foods, increase your blood sugar levels on a regular basis, as well as eating excess animal protein, which is almost always in excess, also increases your blood sugar level because of the cortisol, and this is what I explain in the teleseminar about protein. So I recommend to listen to that. As a result of these diets, people have so much sugar free to roam in their blood circulation that there is increased damage to the capillary walls even further than what we talked about earlier. So that's another aspect of the circulation that has been damaged and leading to the aging of the skin, in addition to the free radicals, in addition to excessive sun exposure, in addition to using different types of sun protection factors, all those lotions people use, so that they can stay in the sun longer without having the symptoms of excessive sun exposure. So we stay in the sun a lot longer, not having the warning signs, and in the meantime, the UVA rays, which are not very well filtered by those UVB filters that we put on our skin, we end up with far greater damage to the underlying structure, the underlying layers of the skin that is a result of this prolonged exposure. Instead of using a good hat, good clothing to protect ourselves, we expose ourselves for way too many hours to the sun, and we wonder then why the skin ages. For one, when we have severe exposure to the sun as well as to chemicals from the environment, the immune system of the skin also gets damaged drastically. The skin has its own immune system, and the cells that are in charge of that get drastically damaged by the free radicals and the ultraviolet irradiation of the sun, regardless of having SPF devices or not. And we end up damaging the immune system of the skin. When that happens, the skin can more easily get damaged by infectious agents, by allergenic substances that touch the skin, by all those skin products that people put on their face. All those skin products that are not organic, that are claiming to be natural but are not, if you read the fine print, that are not regulated, they give you so many toxic agents that go right through your skin that is now affected. And that damages the skin even further, causing additional aging of it. Then all this excessive reliance on soaps that dry our skin even more. Not only it's drying from the inside, but now from the outside as well. As a result, the whole skin becomes compromised, susceptible, broken apart with lines, with pores, and it becomes a vicious cycle. So that's a part of the aging. And of course, over time, the skin keeps producing itself, producing more and more skin cells over the surface area of the subdermal layers. So we end up with more skin on the outside than with tissue in the inside. As a result, we end up with the drapery effect. So our skin looks like a drapery. Too much skin. And we need to eliminate that excess amount of skin in a natural way, because that is a result of all those other things that we mentioned. Another thing, of course, is when the skin is losing its humidity and its elasticity and strength, and it's dehydrated, loses water, you also have excess skin over the structures below it. And one of the aspects of that is gravity. When gravity pulls on the muscles so that they are sagging and the skin is not able to hold them up, all of a sudden we develop new facial characteristics. We start developing the nasolabial folds, which is the folds, the crease between your nose and your lips at the side of your mouth. Those creases get deeper and deeper as we age because of the gravity of the cheek muscles starting to sag over that crease. So it gets deeper and deeper, and we start looking less happy. We start looking like the opposite of a smiley face, whereas children don't have that because they have no crease. So we want to eliminate that crease completely and not just make the skin tighter, because the crease will remain no matter what you do. Even if you do surgery, plastic surgery, you pull the skin, but it will look like tightly stretched skin that all the creases and lines will remain in it, and all the old skin features will remain. So these are some of the aspects that lead to the aging of the skin, all the way to the gravity and to the sagging. And the only way to truly give you a permanent, quote-unquote, facelift without a surgery is to undo all of these processes. By the way, vitamin C gets depleted, which most of us have very little of it anyway. And without vitamin C and other nutritional factors, we stop depleting collagen and elastin, so the tissue loses its elasticity as well as its volume. And that increases the amount of skin on top of it. So if we found a way to increase the volume of the skin underneath while decreasing the skin on top, that's when we developed the baby's butt type face that we were looking for, that we had as we were young. And that is basically the approach to Novodermy. Address the causes, not just the symptoms.
Thank you for all of that. I know that you have a flight to catch soon, and we have just a few minutes left before we get to the hour. I wonder if you could talk to us a little bit about your own plans with Novodermy and what you have coming up in January and the new year.
Okay. Well, because Novodermy is a procedure that requires a temporary reduction of sun exposure after the procedure, because when the skin is young and fresh, it is more susceptible. So at the end of Novodermy, you want to totally avoid the sun for about a month and take vitamin D3, as in ISO D3, in a supplement form. But after the initial month, you can be in the sun very little and you still need to protect yourself totally for 90 days. After 90 days, your skin is stabilized and you can be in the sun again. That should not be a problem. But because of this, we prefer to do Novodermy during the winter. So people will not complain that in the middle of the summer, they have to avoid the sun. So we do it group after group. Every group can have anywhere between 6 and 15 people. And they are done one after another over a period of 3 days. And each group starts and lasts for 10 days or 9 days after the first day that they start. And we do it in groups because that makes it more possible for Dr. Vargas to do this. Otherwise, he would never have a moment of rest. So throughout the winter, every few weeks, we start a new group. And every group lasts for about a week and a half, starting on a Monday and ending on the following Friday. So if it starts on a Monday, it ends up on Wednesday a week later. If it starts on Wednesday, it will end up on Friday a week later. So totally, it starts from Monday until Friday next week if we have a group that is big enough to justify 3 days consecutive starting of the procedure. So the first group in 2009 is going to be January 19th. And that group will start therefore on Monday and finalize their process, I believe, Friday the 28th of January. So that's the plan. If people are interested in doing that, they can see the process of registration online and decide if they want to do that at that point. And basically that's the plan. If they cannot do it January 19th, then there will be another group in early to mid, I think early February. If there is a group that is established but does not have enough people, then we simply cancel the group and tell them, sorry, you'll be having to do it with the next group. That is the plan. Although I suspect that once people see the results and see the testimonials of other people who have done the process, they will simply want it. It will be too good of a secret to keep to oneself. But remember, the goal for me is to teach people not just about Novodermy, the procedure of 10 days, but also how to learn for the rest of their lives how to keep their skin healthy and glowing by taking the appropriate foods, appropriate supplements for anti-aging of the skin and the brain. We will have a whole teleseminar dedicated to this topic of anti-aging for the skin and for the brain. And I hope that people will come out of this procedure really living a healthy, sustainable lifestyle, that they can set an example with their newfound usefulness and vigor and self-confidence. They can become much better emissaries of good health and sustainability for other people and other generations to come. They can set a good example because they will be looking the part. They will be deserving of this healthy glow because they have done the right thing for the inside of their body as well. And we will teach them how to do that step by step, including how to take care of the skin with the best approach following the Novoderm process itself. Hello?
Yes, thank you. I see that we are just exactly at the hour. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add about this before we let you get on with your appointments and travel plans?
I don't, but I'd be willing to have anyone who has any additional questions or any additional concerns contact us through the website and ask any questions, and we will try to answer to the best of our ability. And if there are questions that have not been asked already in the question and answer section of the website, then we will simply add them to the list. So that part of the website will keep growing thanks to all the questions that you will give us, and we will be happy to answer them in the next week, in the next 2 weeks, as time goes by. No question is a bad question.
Good. Well, again, we appreciate your time clearing up all these questions and telling us more about it. And I'm just going to repeat, the website is novodermy.com, and I think it's info@novodermy.com if there are any more questions. So good luck with all of your travels and consultations, Dr. Tilleran, and we'll look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing some of you January 19th. I will be there for the first 3 days at least to help with some lecturing and some education and to make sure that everybody is happy. So you'll see me there too, just making sure that everybody is totally content and satisfied. We guarantee satisfaction. So hopefully you'll have New Year's, Happy New Year's, and happy holiday season to everybody. And enjoy the winter, and don't forget your vitamin D.
Good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.